want to share stories by some amazing women that have left the comforts of corporate work, move on to following their dreams and passion, something all of us can aspire to do, not just women. So we continue our quest in being inspired. Be Bold for a Change is the official theme for International Women's Day. Today with me, I have in the studio a lady that left her corporate life to follow her passion and dreams, Malani Gaurishankar. They shouldn't hear about all of this from me. Just like me, I'm sure everyone wants to know where you're from, what did you do, and what do you do now?
I'm from, basically from Chennai and settled in Bangalore. I came to Bangalore about 11-12 years ago as an IT employee. From there, my career has seen three industries so far: IT, media, and now travel. About 7 years in IT, about 5 years in media, and now 3 years in travel, running my own travel venture called F5 Escapes. We dream of redefining the way women travel in India.
So, what made you start this company in particular? I mean, how did you decide that this is something you need to do?
F5 Escapes was born in the aftermath of the Delhi rape case. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was a voiceover and a dubbing artist. I was making good amount of money. I was very happy where I was. I didn't have to, you know, go for a day job, but still I was making money. I was happy. That was when the Delhi rape happened. And that completely shook me, you know. I was also blogging a little bit at that time. And I was thinking, okay, should I write a blog post about it? Okay, what would it do? Would it sustain the ripple that the aftermath of the rape case created, the awareness and all that? So how do I sustain this momentum that has been created? So I decided probably I'll start something. Initially, I thought, you know, probably an NGO. And then I realized, you know, I have to commercially sustain myself. So it has to be a commercial venture. That's where F5 journey began sometime in, it was ideated in April 2013. And by June 2013, we were up and running. We call ourselves for-profit social impact venture.
Well, that's a very interesting way and great way to put it. But that's not the only interesting stuff she's going on, though. Don't go anywhere. In the hot seat with me, Malani Gaurishankar of F5 Escapes, helping single women fulfill their travel dreams. We'll be back in just a bit. It's a drive. I'm Shagufta. Be bold for change. It's the official theme for this International Women's Day. And I've got one such lady who was bold for change in the studio with me, Malani Gaurishankar. She, of course, followed her passion and dreams to start this amazing company called F5 Escapes, helping single women fulfill their travel dreams. So tell me now, Malani, did you at any point end up feeling uncomfortable, you know, with the thought of moving from media to your current job? Was it difficult, you know, running F5 Escapes?
I really had a big blow when I quit IT, and the next first of that month, the salary didn't come. I was going crazy. At that time, I started doing a lot of voiceovers. At the same time, I also started getting into creative writing, ad script writing. By the time I started my travel company, I was already a seasoned freelancer who knew, you know, money could be windfall or there could be no money.
Well, definitely a fair point there. A lot of women want to do what you did, give up their safe jobs and go and try to move on to more passion-fulfilling jobs.
The biggest dampener of all ambitions. So before you get into an EMI, think if that is what you really want in life. You know, even if you have an EMI, it's a good thing to have a house or a car. Try prepaying it, get out of the debt, and try, you know, by at least by the age of 30 or something, be ready to chase your dreams. That is what I would say. As you are saying, most of the people are sitting on the fence mainly because they have some crushing debt. They have some financial commitments. Otherwise, almost everyone would be following their dreams, right? I would also say marriage or childbirth need not be the end of all dreams. You know, there is life after that also. In addition to being a mother, in addition to being a wonderful wife, if you can establish your own identity as well, that would really help you and the society.
Malani Gaurishankar of F5 Escapes. She's in the studio with me and we are talking to those brave women who left their corporate jobs to set out to follow their dreams. More with her in just a bit.